Gemara and Avdalat and Mabeis quotes a brisa. Noat Dalat Kundus and Vesikir Chalgabon. Yaakov Marshiv Achachamim Postim. Machlokas Tanoim about this case that you put Dalat Kundus in, you put four poles up, and Sikir Chalgabon. What does that mean, Sikir Chalgabon? You can't put Tzchach on top of poles. You have four poles, what's going on here? So clearly, it's not just the poles, but somehow there's something connecting the poles. Right? It's like a Tzuras HaPesach almost, right? Something connecting the poles, and then you're Masakir Chalgabon. Put the Tzchach on top. The Shaila is, where are the funnis, right? The kundesin are just poles. It's like a Tzuras HaPesach, but a Tzuras HaPesach is not a dofen. It's not kisosim dummy, it's kipesach. So the problem is, if all you have is the Pesach in front and on the side, so you don't really have the funnis. You might have schach al gaban, but where are the funnis? So the Shaila is, are these kundesin serving as the funnis themselves in some way or other? Or are the funnis being generated from some other source? That's the machlokas amaroyim that the Gemara quotes. Rav Huna holds that machlokas al svas hagag, aval beemtza hagag divrei hakol psula. Rav Huna says that the machlokas is al svas hagag. You're not just putting the kundesin on the karka, but rather you're putting it on top of a roof, at the edge of the roof, I should say. The edge of the roof. So the machlokas tanoim is, do we say good asig mechitzta? The Rabbi Yaakov Savar amin good asig mechitzta. The Rabbanan Savi lo amin good asig mechitzta. That's Rav Huna's shita. Rav Nachman disagrees. He says, no, be'emtza agag machlokes. Machlokes is be'emtza agag. They're not arguing about gurasik mechitzta, they're arguing about something else, which we'll get to. What's the din according to Rav Nachman al svas agag? So that's a shaila. Be'emtza agag machlokes, aval al svas agag divrei kol k'sheira, odo be'embezu machlokes. Is it a machlokes in both? Well, no, a machlokes, Rav Nachman holds it's only a machlokes be'emtza agag, but al svas agag divrei hakol k'sheir. That's the machlokes amaroyim in the Gemara as to what the machlokes tanoim is all about. Rav Huna says be'emtza al svas agag machlokes. Rav Huna says al svas agag machlokes. As Rashi explains, machlokes al svas agag, mechit sabayis tachter keneged ben akundesin, v'itlamem agurasik. Rabbi Yaakov says that we say Gerasik Mechitzta, and the Chacham said that we don't say Gerasik Mechitzta. What's the kasha? The obvious kasha that you jump out at you when you're learning the Sugya. We just spent a whole few days with the Machlokas, whether we say Gerasik Mechitzta by Sukkah, right? Machlokas Abai in Rava, by an Omud. Abai says that you say Gerasik Mechitzta, and if you have a Sukkah al Gabe Omud, then it's Taka Kosher. And Rava says, no, you need Mechitzas Nikoros Velekam. So now what? We're going to have a machlokas tanoim about the zel bazach. Rav Huna says machlokas al svas agag. Do you say gonasim mechitz donad? It's doch the zel bazach, right? So if you want to say there was a machlokas amaroyim, but now we see a machlokas tanoim about the same issue, so how does the Gemara introduce such a machlokas? There's normally a word that introduces that, kitanoi. We had a machlokas amaroyim, but kitanoi, we see that it's a machlokas tanoim. They were machaven for the tanoim. That's not what the Gemara says. It just quotes Braisa. If Yaakov and the Chachamim have this machlokas, if you take Rav Huna's approach to the machlokas, Chor, what's the Gemara eating? It's a machlokas Abai and Rav, machlokas Amaram. Right? What are the Tanoim eating? It's really pili plot. So the answer must be that they are eating something, that they're going aliba deravah. Both Tanaim are going aliba deravah, but somehow they're adding something over here. The case must be a little bit different. There must be a chilik between what and what? Between Omud and Gag. Right here we're talking about Al-Svas HaGag, and earlier we're talking about Omud. So maybe there's some kind of difference between Omud and Gag, and that would explain why we have Machlokas Tanaim. Sim.
But Rav Nabai or Amaraim came after the Tanaim.
Right.
So Rabbi's saying that both of these Tanoim are beholden to Rava?
Not that they're beholden to Rava, they're beholden to Rava's Svara. Meaning there was this Svara in the Veltarain, the Tanoim made their statement, and Rava made his statement, but they're all beholden to the same Svara. Not that they're beholden
so
to the Amora.
So who's isn't Abaye then now just arguing on... does Abaye have someone to be Somechan?
That's a good question. Right? That's a good question. So he'll obviously have to learn a little differently, right? How can Abaye learn? If he says that you do say good asik mechitzah, so how can he? What's the simple answer to that question? Rav Nachman learned Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim are arguing Be'em Sagag, but also Sagag, the Riyakol Ksheira, right? Mistama, Abai is going to say that the Machlokas Tanoim is Be'em Sagag, but everyone holds us for Sagag. You can say Gedasim Mechis, and that's why it's not a problem. It's the Chor, the simple answer. comes the Ritva, and he says, Aliba the Rafuna, what you have to say is that everyone agrees with the Svar of Rava, not that the Tanoim are agreeing to Rava. Rava came after the Tanoim. They're all agreeing to the svara that you need mechitzas nikaras, but the machlokas tanoim is whether gag is different. Whether gag is different, what's the lashon of the Ritva? Bafilu l'rava da amar gabi omed l'armin and hachi shani yochad ikem mechitzas asiyas lamata v'av mechitzas hanikaras. If Yaakov holds that good asik mechitzah, even according to Rava. He's willing to be machshe. How? Because he says it's different. There are mechitzas asuyos lemata where bebayis, right? It's nikaros in the bayis. We kept on saying that omud is a case of otum. It's otum. It's closed up inside. There are no mechitzas nikaros lemata in the omud. Rabbi Yaakov says that asvas agag is totally different because if it's a gag of a bayis, there's a toch to the bayis. So then the mechitzas are nikaros besoch habayis. So you can say good asik mechitzas on top of the gag. That's what he says. Rabbanan sabid lo amin gurasik mechitza. The hachanami lo havu mechitza sanikaros v'asya karavu lo kavai. Rabbanan say that here too we don't say gurasik mechitza. It's not mechitza snikaros. The hachamim say that there's no difference between a gag and an omud. It's not called mechitza snikaros. You can't say gurasik mechitza. Rabbi Yaakov says no. A gag is different since there are mechitza snikaros in the bias. There's a toch in the bias. So here we can't say gurasik mechitza. But by the omud there is autumn. There are no mechitza snikaros in the Amud, so therefore we can't say Gerasa Mechitza on top of the Amud. That's how the Ritva understood the Machlokas Tanoim. Be'emes, this Yisod of the Ritva is already alluded to by the Rishonim on the Daf. Tosfos says something similar. Later in the Gemara, we're going to have a line, a sad in the Gemara, that will say that Be'em Sagag Pligi, but Asfas Sagag Divriyakol Ksheira. So Tosis Nir Maschel Avol says, why should we say Asfas Agag Divrekol Kshera? Shouldn't there be machlokas whether we say Gerasa Mechitza or not? He says, no, the Choshe Mechitzas Nikaros Tfei Me Omud, Mishum De Nikaros Babayis. Asfas Agag is Mechitzas Nikaros Tfei Me Omud, because it's Nikar Babayis, meaning there's a Toch. The Toch to the Mechitzas inside the Bayis. So here, Divrekol Kshera, everyone will say Gerasa Mechitza. Rava wanted to say that in an Omud, since an Omud is autumn, you can't say Gerasa Mechitza, it's not Mechitzas Nikaros. Tosfos says that here Asfas Agag maybe Kulei Alma. At one stage in the Gemara, we're saying Kulei Alma agree that it's Divra, that it's Ksheira because it's Nikaros Babayis. Be'emes, that's what Rashi says. We skip part of the Rashi, but if you continue the Rashi, he basically says the Chilik is between Bayis as opposed to Omud. Achlokas Asfas Agag Mechitzas Babayis Tachtei Kenegeid Bein Akundesin Ikelamem Gerasik V'Hachal Lo Amina Debeinam Mechitzas Nikaros. Yeah, we don't say that you need Mechitzas Nikaros. Kind of a strange notion is that. Well, by the Amud we say you need mechitzas nikaros, by the Bayis we say you don't need mechitzas nikaros. Well, why? Chor, you should need mechitzas nikaros in every situation. If you need mechitzas nikaros, so what's the chiddush between Gag and Bayis? Rashi's not saying you don't need mechitzas nikaros by Bayis. He's saying you have mechitzas nikaros by Bayis. We won't say be'inan mechitzas hanikaros v'leka by bias, because you have mechitzas nikaros by bias, because there's a toch to it. That's the chora, what Rashi is saying. Yeah. What's the problem? Take it deeper. We had three shittas. We had a Ritva Ran, the Iri Rambam. We had three shittas to explain Rava before, right? Rava says, Be'ina mechitzas nikaros v'lekum. By the Amud, you can't say Gerasa Mechitza, Rava says, because it's not Mechitza's Nikaros. How did the Ritva understand that Yisod? What did he say? You need Mechitza's Hanikaros, Niros Keshel HaSukkah. Right, we need the Mechitza's to look like they're part of the Sukkah. So we said, you have to be Mitzar if the Chelkei Mechitza to each other, and be Mitzar to Mechitza to the Schach. It has to be part of the structure. The Ran said what? Need mechitzas hanikaros ka'endira. Has to be a steamer. It has to be enclosed. It has to be a mokum sonua. That's what a dira is. You have something that's completely open. That's not mechitzas hanikaros. That's not a steamer. Lavud is more sasum. Lavud is sasum dummy, right? That's a halachic principle, but you need sticks or strings or something. It's not gudasik. Gudasik is just, it's just imaginary. It's a complete invention. The Ran said, "Mini mechitzas nikaros ke'en dir." Do you have mechitzas nikaros ke'en dir? Mechitzas nikaros niros keshel asuka by the bais? What are they saying? What, bias is better than an amud because you have mechitzas nikaros by a bias but not by an amud? Is a toch? You can use the toch from Heinz Biz Morgan, but the toch is not going to make mechitzas nikaros in the sukkah. It's not going to make mechitzas nikaros on the gag. So how's that niros kashel sukkah? What's the root for talking about? Rabbi Yaakov holds that here it's better because there's a toch in the bias, so therefore the mechitzas are nikaros. They're not nikaros on the gag. They can be Nikoros in the Sukkah, they're not Nikoros on the Gag. So how are they Niros Keshel HaSukkah? They're certainly not Nikoros Ke'en Dira Al Tzvas HaGag. They're not Nikor Ke'en Dira, that's not a stima on the Gag. Completely open on the Gag. There's just a Tzuras HaPesach on the Gag. So what's the Ritva saying? The Stama, the Ran, would have to say the same as the Ritva. But how does this answer anything? The Ritva, Rashi, Tosas, they all say the same thing. Right? It's Mechitzas Nikoros because there's a Toch in the Bayis. But how does that help the Gag? Right, if you need Nikaros Ke'en Dira, it has to be a stima. If you need Nikaros, so that it'll be Niros Keshel HaSukkah. It's not Niros Keshel HaSukkah. We don't see the Mechitzos as being Niros Keshel HaSukkah. We're standing on the Gag. The Sukkah is B'makom HaGag. We don't see the Mechitzos as being Nikaros on the Gag itself. So what's going on? What did the Ritva help us by distinguishing between Amud and Gag? It's still not a Mechitza Nikaros on top of the Gag. Very difficult, Kasha. What do you think? I thought, according to the Ritva, and perhaps the Ran as well, what you have to say is that the Machlokas Tanoim really revolves around the Machlokas Rishonim that we had last time. How to understand Ravah. Yes, there is this element that there could be a chilik between Bayis and Omud, but that's not enough. Right? They're arguing about what's the problem according to Ravah. Again, by an Amud, Rava says you need mechitzas hanikaros kelecha. What's the problem? So he said two of the Rishonim learned that the problem is a sukkah dikah problem. It's a din miyuchad in sukkah. You need mechitzas hanikaros by sukkah. Niros keshel sukkah, ke'endira. It's a special problem when it comes to sukkah. The Iri and the Rambam learned differently. They said that no, it's a good asik din. It's a din kloli. It's not a din in sukkah. It's a din in kloli that good asik mechitzta can only be said from a mechitza nikaris. So if the mechitza is not nikaris, you can't say good asik. Not only in sukkah, you can't say it in Shabbos either. Right? You can't say it in Hilchos Shabbos either. And we said, what's the practical nafkamina? The reality is, it's a rishus hayochid on top of the amud anyway. That's a gemara. A tela mislake, it's on top of a tail, on top of an amud, is a rishus hayochid. So we said the nafkamina is that if you don't say good asik mechitza on top of the amud, then if you're not kana, if you stick a pole and then you throw something on top of the pole, so the Rishus HaYochid is not going to be Ola to that point. Even if it's Noch on the pole, you're not going to be Chayah for that. If I would say Good Asik on top, if I could say Good Asik, it's just that in Sukkah I can't say Good Asik, so then in Shabbos you'll be Chayah if you throw it and it lands on top of the pole. But if I say Good Asik can't be said on top of an Amud B'chlal, so then that applies even to Shabbos, and if you stick the pole on top and you throw it on top of the pole, then you're going to be Potter on Shabbos also. Two different basic approaches, right? Is Rava's halacha special din in Sukkah, or is it halacha in Shabbos as well? I think perhaps what you have to say, according to the Ritva, is that Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan are arguing about the din of Rava. They're not arguing within Rava; they're arguing within his svar. The din that you need mechitza nikeres in order to say good asik. Is that a special halacha in Sukkah, or is that a din klali about good asik even in Hilchos Shabbos? Rabbi Yaakov says what? He says that it's a din klali. It's a din klali that if you don't have a mechitza nikeres, you can't say good asik. It's a din klali. It's not a din specifically limited to sukkah. So if it's not limited to sukkah, then it's unrelated to this idea of ke'endira or niras keshel sukkah. It has nothing to do with that. It's a general halacha that good asik mechitza can only be said from a mechitza nikeres. You have a mechitza nikeres, that's a mechitza chashuva, so you can say good asik from such a mechitza. If that's what you hold, then it's not such a far jump to say that if the mechitza lamata has a toch, so then you can say good asik mechitza. If you have a toch inside the bayis, so that's a mechitza chashuva, it's a mechitza nikeres, you could take an asik mechitza from that mechitza. Aye, but on top of the gag, it's not nearest kashel asukah, it's not nikeres kandira. So what? It's not a halach in sukkah. Right? It's a din kloli, good asik mechitza. Can only be said if the mechitza nikeres, it's a mechitza lamata, it's nikeres. So if you have a mechitza nikeres, if there's a toch to the mechitza, if it's a mechitza the bayis, it's called nikeres, and then you'll be able to say good asik on top of the gag. The Rabbanan Upasal, they say no. They say that mechitza nikeres that you need by Amud, the problem is it's a sukkadika problem. It has to be nirus kashel asukkah, it has to be nikeres kandira. It's a sukkadika problem. And if it's a sukkadika problem, then bias is not going to help you because it's not nikeres on top of the gag. It's still not nikeres on top of the gag. It's not nirus kashel asukkah on top of the gag. It's not nikeres kandira. It's not a closed wall on top of the gag. So the Chachamim say it's not going to help you. Sure, it's a different type of mechitza. It's a mechitza with a toch, but so what? It's not nikeres on top of the gag anyway. So if mechitza nikeres is a din miyucha for sukkah, it's a psul in sukkah, so then bayis not going to help you at all. If mechitza nikeres is a din klali about good asik mechitza in general, that if you don't mechitza nikeres, it's not a mechitza chashuva to draw mechitzas up from, then you could say that if you have a mechitza nikeres in the bayis, there's a toch in the bayis, so then it'll be better on top of the gag. So it comes out that both the Ritva and the Ran Lecharash are going like this. The Ran also will say, Rabbi Yaakov holds that the Chisaron of Mechitza Sheina Nikeres, that's a din kloli in good asik mechitza. Right? Both of them will say, Rabbi Yaakov holds it's a din kloli in good asik mechitza. If it's not Nikeres, you can't say good asik. But in bias, since you have a Mechitza Nikeres Lamata, you have a toch, so therefore you can say good asik mechitza. The Chachamim will passel for one of two reasons. Either they say that it's not nearest kashal asukah on top of the gag, because they hold mechitza nikeres means that it has to be nearest kashal asukah, or they'll say that it's not kandira, and mechitza nikeres means that it has to be nikeres kandira. Okay, but what should come out is the Ritva and the Ran. Everyone agrees with Rava's svara that mechitza nikeres is necessary. The question is, what's it necessary for? Is it necessary for good asik mechitza in general, or is it necessary specifically for sukkah? Yes.
So would the Ran and Ritva then say, or at least the Ritva, that if really it's the Chum and Rabbi Yaakov both agree that our svasagag is kosher?
Yeah.
Would that mean the Chum now say that the walls of the house are nikaros?
No, Rav Huna says al svas hagag. No, I'm just explaining Rav Huna's shita. Rav Nachman could be totally different. He might say al svas hagag is kosher, he could go aliba da abaye, or he could say like Rava and agree with the Rambam and the Meiri, right? You could say a lot within his shita. But I'm not going within his shita yet. He's saying if the machlokas is al svas hagag, what is the machlokas? I'm suggesting the machlokas has to be what the psul of mechitza she'ena nikeres is all about. Yaakov.
Can we reformulate that and flip it around? Meaning the same thing that we explained for Miri and Rambam can't. If they thought there was a special din for Amud, then in this case with Spasagag it should be good for Gadasik. So someone says it doesn't work with your Rav Huna.
We're going to have to work with the Rambam and Miri. Well, we're not there yet. I just explained
Ritva
Ram.
We could say the same svara. No, that. The Tanaim are having the same
Machlokas. Yeah, but what would come out then is
because
the problem is the Meiri and the Rambam would then be passing against the Chachamim. So that's a little strange.
Right. So I'm just asking why Rebbe's formulating the Kasha against the Ritva and Ran camp.
Because we passed like the Chachamim. So I want
Kasha against the Meiri camp, no?
Why? Again, the Ritva learns what? Rabbi Yaakov holds that it's Kasha because bias is better. And the Chachamim say it's Pasul. Right. It's a more of a kash against the Meiri and the Rama, because what comes out is we're suggesting that everyone, that according to the Meiri and the Rama, everyone should say bias is better. Right?
Okay.
We're gonna get to it right now. That's the Ritva and the Rama. What are the Meiri and the Rama going to say? Based on what I've suggested, the Svara of the Ritva, Rashi, and Tosfos here, that bias and Omer are very different. You have a Mechitza Nikeres in the bias, and you should be able to say good asik on the gag from the bias. That's such a we're assuming it's such a davar poshut, so now we can't understand the Chachamim shita, right? The Iri and the Rambam have to pass them like the Chachamim, so how are they going to understand the Chachamim pasul? So the emissaries, they talk about this. Right? The Iri himself addresses this issue. What does he say? says that you'll have to claim according to the Chachamim. It's not Ikeris, even though there is a Toch. It's Nikeris inside the bayis, but it's still not called Nikeris. Mechitza HaNikeris has to be Nikeris in the Makom of the Sukkah. Here's the Meirin. Noats, yeah. Avol noats ba'arbezavios hagag shemachid sabayis mechuvarim negdam gedolei hamachavim achshim apedats Rav Nachman shom b'shmu azu avol alsfas hagag dira kol ksherim. Okay. V'yesh postlin. Let's read this. V'yesh postlin. Shemeacha shemachid sabayis lebayis asuyos enka machid sos hanikaros. What's the Meiri svar? It's not a machid sa hanikaros akoy tachamim. Why? Because the mechitzas of the bayis are not made for the gag. Right? It's not this din that it has to be nikeres hasvas hagag so that it's niros keshel asuka. That's a ritfus svar. It's not a meiri svar. Meiri says no. If it's not nikeres, so then you can't say good asik from a mechitza she'ena nikeres. So what's the problem over here? It is nikeres inside the bayis. So the meiri, no, it's not nikeres. It's not nikeres vis-a-vis the gag because the mechitzas habayis are made for the bayis. They're not made for the gag. Made for the internal mokum. So that's a mechitza hanikaris for the mokum that it encloses, a mechitza hanikaris for the bayis, but it's not viewed as a mechitza hanikaris for the gag. So the chachamim say it's still possible. Rabbi Yaakov will say, no, it's a mechitza hanikaris. Once you have a toch for the mechitza lamata, that's a mechitza hanikaris, you can say gorasik for that mechitza, even lamala on the gag. And the chachamim say, no, it's not a mechitza hanikaris on the gag. Because the mechitza is osi for the bayis, it's osi lamata, osi for the mokum that it's enclosing. It's not nikeres on the gag. If it's not nikeres on the gag, you can't say ganasik from it. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas, they all agree that it's more nikeres when you have a bayis, but the question is that enough? Is that enough? Does it have to be nikeres on top of the gag? Do we say that the mechitzas of the bayis are serving the bayis, so it's not nikeres on top of the gag? We say no. If it's nikeres in that mokum, then it's called a mechitza nikeres, and then you can take the asik from such a mechitza. Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar echoes a similar sentiment. Here's Rabbeinu Avraham. Just a second. Rabbanan Savri, he says, "Tafilu b'chahigavna lo armina gurasik v'mechitza she'enon yotzos k'sas l'mala mehagag." Rabbanan hold, you still can't say gurasik, even though the mechitzas habayis have a toch and they are nikaros. You can't say gurasik unless there are mechitzas that are yotzos k'sas l'mala mehagag. They have to come out a little bit from the gag. It's come out a little bit from the gag. It's not clear what he means. They have to just come out a little bit, and then I can say gurasik. I mean, we only say gurasik from a mechitza that's 10 tefachim. So is he saying, well, the mechitzas lamata, the mechitzas in the bayis are 10 tefachim? It's just, it's not nikar al svas agag, so it has to come out a little bit. And once it comes out a little bit, then I can say gurasik because of the mechitzas in the bayis? I'm not sure. What does he mean that it has to come out 10 tefachim from the gag? His loshon sounds like it only has to come out a little bit. Shein yotzos k'tas lamala me'agag. The Meiri seemed to say, no, I need a full mechitza on top of the gag, because the mechitza of the bayis is serving the bayis, not the gag. Rabbeinu Avraham, it's not so clear what he means. Maybe he just means that as long as I have a mechitza nikeres in the bayis, I have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, if the mechitza comes out a little bit on top of the gag, so you see the hemshich of the mechitza in the bayis, so then I could say good asik from that mechitza. But that's the Chacham. The Chacham possible over here, even though it's Nikeres mitoch habayis, but there's something missing because it's not Nikeres al sas hagag. That's why the mechitza has to come out a little bit. If it doesn't, if all you have is the Dalet Kundasin, then it's taka going to be possible. Okay, these are the different ways to learn the Machlokas Tanoim. The Ritva Ran and then the Iri Ramba. Okay, questions. Elliot. According to the Chachamim, it has to be Nikeres in the Mokom that you're surrounding.
So it would only be like a classic piece where you use a grassic where maybe you have like a soda and you just have one wall that doesn't all the way up.
if you hold Emshichim Liga requires Gerasa Mechista, so that's what we can say Gerasa, because then it's serving its Makam, it's Nikar in the Makam of the Sukkah, so you can say Gerasa Mechista to draw it up to the Sukkah. Exactly.
What about by Shabbos?
To me, there's not Mechalik between Sukkah and Shabbos, so Lachar he would say the same thing. So on top of the Gag, let's say, right, if you have a Gag, again, the Gag is Muvdal from the Rishus Rabim anyway. That's the other Meiri. Now, the Gag is Muvdal from the Rishus Rabim. So on the Gag itself is the Rishus Hayochi. So if you throw the Avir, that would be it, right? So the Meiri would say that even if you're on top of a Bayis, that's not enough for the Avir. If you're not Kona on top of the Gag Abayis and you throw the object and it lands on top of the Kona, the Meiri would say that if you don't have Mechitzas coming out of the Gag, then we don't say Gerasik Mechitzta. And you're not going to be chayv in such a case. That's presumably what the Meir would say. Exactly. Exactly. Very good. Okay. Rav Huna. That's the first sheet in the Gemara. That machlokes al svas agag, aval be'emtz agag divrei hakol psulim. Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman says that Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim argue be'emtz agag. Be'emtz agag machlokes. Then the Gemara fits in. What does that mean? Bem Sagag Machlokes and Al Sfas Agag is what? Teiku. Gemara's not sure. Either Al Sfas Agag Divrei HaKol Ksheira, says the Gemara, or Bem Bezu Machlokes. Two approaches in the Gemara about Al Sfas Agag Aliba de Rav Nachman. Factor of Kiva Eger. Actually, before we get there, what's the Machlokes Tanoim? Rav Nachman says that the machlokes tanoim is be'emtzaga. What's that machlokes about? It's not about gudasik mechitzta. So what's he saying? What could that machlokes be? So says Rashi, "Av be'emtzagag." I'm sorry, Hachi Garsin. Rav Nachman amar be'emtzagag machlokes. Ve'al yedei akundasin, Rabbi Yaakov machshiro. Ukegon shehin rochav tefach l'chol tzidein. Rabbi Yaakov is machshir through the kundasin. The ikka shem mechitzos tefach mitzaf on the darim, v'shem mechitzos tefach mimizrach lemayrav, b'chol achas v'achas, kiddle lekamon. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher because you have a shem mechitzos, a tefach on both sides, and that's okay. Rabbanan Savri, lo miskashra le b'shtei mechitzos kilchosan, kashir, meshach sukkah, b'shlish zafilu tefach. What's the Rashi referring to? Rabbi Yaakov is machshir because you have a mechitzos of a tefach on each side, so therefore you have a mechitzos, even b'em tzaga. What's he referring to? That's the Braisa all the way down, the final Braisa. I know it's Dalit Kundus and Baris Vesika Chagaba. Yaakov Omer, Roin Kol Shilu Yechoku Vyechoku Vyeshban Tefra Lakam Tefra Lakan. Nidonim Yishim Diyomit. Yimav, Ein Nidonim Yishim Diyomit. Shahai Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Diyom De Sukkah Tefach. Yaakov has a big chiddush over here, that Diyom De Sukkah Tefach, that as long as you have a Tefach Mikan, Tefach Mikan in the corners, that's enough. Chacham say no, diyum de sukkah is not enough. You can't just have a tefach mikan v'tefach mikan. Shtayim kelchos and shlish zafilu tefach. As we'll discuss, it's a shem. That's the machlokas. The machlokas is this is talking about ba'aretz, not dalik kundus in ba'aretz. V'sika chagavam. Rabbi Yaakov and Chacham argue. What's this line Rabbi Yaakov has? Roin kol shiilu yechokuku v'yecholku v'yesh b'hem tefach l'kan v'tefach l'kan. We're talking about kundus in that are circular. Right, so if you take an aerial view of the kundasin, have you got these kundasin? Yaakov holds that if you have enough of a size that if you were to chisel it out, you'd have a tefach lakan, a tefach lakan. Right? If you chiseled out the kundas, you'd have a tefach in one direction, tefach in a different direction. So then we look at it as though it's keilu. There's a tefach in both directions. And that's what he says. Diyum de suka tefach. So if the kundis is big enough that you could chisel it out and have a tevach lakam, a tevach lakam, then it's going to be kosher. The Chacham say no, shtayim kelchos and a shlish zafilu tevach. Dr. Ashi, that's what Rav Nachman used to explain the machlokas up to. The machlokas is be'emtza hagag. Be'emtza hagag is like ba'oretz, it's doch dezel bezach. You have your kundisin in such a place where you can't say gurasik mechitzta. So what's the machlokas? Machlokas is, do we say diyum de suka tevach? But Yaakov says, "Diyum de sukkah tefach." There's no good asik over here. But if the kundasin are big enough that you can chisel out tefach al tefach, then we say, "Diyum de sukkah tefach." And the Chacham say, "We don't say diyum de sukkah tefach," and that's why Be'emtz HaGag is going to be possible. Where did Rabbi Yaakov get this Diyum de Sukkah Tefach? What kind of a strange notion is that? So that's what Rashi says later in the Gemara, Nido Mishum Diyomer Atadono L'Hakshe Kedin Shalom R'Chacham L'Yim Pasei B'Yeroz Be'Erevin. Pasei B'Yeroz. Rabbi Yaakov applies the Din of Pasei B'Yeroz of Erevin to Sukkah. What is the Din of Pasei B'Yeroz? So that's the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Masecht Erevin. Mishnah says, Osin pasin lebiros arba diyum din nirin kishmone. It's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Arba diyum din nirin kishmone. Four diyum din. Diyum means diyo amud. Two amudim. Diyu partzufin. Right? Adam and Chava were created. Diyu partzufin. Two. So diyum din means two amudim. One lakan and the second lakan. Pase biros. Corners. Yehuda says that's arba diyum de nirin kishmon. Govan asara tvachim v'rochban shisha v'ovim kol shehu. They have to be 10 tall. The chitzas are always 10 tall. Rochban shisha. Each one is 6 tvachim, meaning each one is an amma, right? 6 by 6. 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. An amma. V'ovim kol shehu, and the thickness is kol shehu. What's the purpose of the Pasei B'Yeroz? Because there's a well, B'Yeroz, right? There are wells in the middle of the Pasei B'Yeroz. There are boros, B'Yeroz, there are wells in the middle. So we want people to be able to give their animals to drink. So the Pasei B'Yeroz, you have to make a whole fence around the B'Yer. The Pasei B'Yeroz is sufficient. It's easier to come into the well. What the animal, the cow, is going to go through the door. You make a door, you make a pesa. It's too complicated. So, but Pasei B'Yeroz is good enough. This is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. So the Gemara explains that this is a din d'oraisa even. Min HaTorah, the Pasei B'Yeroz is considered Rishus HaYochid. You have this kind of contraption. Min HaTorah, it's a Rishus HaYochid. The Chachamim Ugozim, right? The Pirtzis are so great on either side. It's part Merubah LaOmed. The Pirtzis are greater than the Omed. You have 6 tfachim on either side, but you got much more than 6 tfachim in the middle. So the Chachamim were concerned, even though on a Daraisa level, these are considered mechitzos, the Chachamim were gozer, and they said, no, it's not considered mechitzos. But for Olei Regolim, the Chachamim were make go. So it starts off, Min HaTorah, it's really Lekula. Min HaTorah, these are mechitzos. Midrabanan, they're not considered mechitzos. For Olei Regolim, they should be able to feed their out, to give their animals to drink. The Chachamim were make go, and they left it on the Din Daraisa. Now this din d'oraisa is not just a din l'kula, l'chumra as well. The Gemara says later on, Gemara in Erevin on daf chaf amid aleph says that someone who zorek lebein pasei b'yeroz is chayiv. He zorek from rishus harabim into the pasei b'yeroz. That's rishus hayochim in a Torah. He chayiv. It's not only l'kula to be able to drink from the b'yeroz. It's l'chumra too. It's mamish mechitzis. Min HaTorah, these are mamish mechitzis. Midrabanan, Chazal said, we don't want to treat this as a mechitzah. They made a gzera, but for Olei Regalim, they will make them. Min HaTorah, bein lekula, bein lechumra, these are considered mechitzis. Yeah.
The Gemara, what's the Havamina that if there wasn't a be'er in the middle, or a boar in the middle, that one would be pater?
He's saying, if it's a din d'oraisa, so why should it be pater? It's a structure. If you have the corners covered, so then l'chor, that's a full structure. What's the havani? Ilav mechitzah hehechi mishteri leilamalos. L'tzvicha da'ava kein pasi b'yeroz b'shusar amazorek l'soch ha'chayim. That's the hemshech of the Gemara. Ha'nami p'shita. Ilav d'ba'am mechitzah gabi bor hehechi mishteri leilatabli. L'tzvicha ava gada kabaki bor rabim. Ma'i kamashmon d'l'os rabim v'atla mechitzah. It's also something that we know already. Okay. The ultimate teretz is that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that if Baki Bei Rabin, right? That Baki Bei Rabin, if the traffic is through the Pasei B'Yeroz, there's a rabin walking through the Pasei B'Yeroz. That's the chiddush. If the rabin are walking through the Pasei B'Yeroz, I would think that the Mevatli Mechitza, Kamash Malan, they're not going to be Mevatli the Mechitza. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov extends the din of Pasei B'Yeroz to Sukkah. He says, just like Pasei B'Yeroz, are considered in mechitza le'inyan Shabbos, so too diyum de sukkah tefach. The rule of pasuk biro is that if you have a diomed, if you have a double amud, right, L-shaped amudim, if you have an L-shaped amud that's considered a mechitza, that applies to sukkah as well. That's his shita. That's his shita. And the chacham disagree. They say shtayim kilchot and shlush afilu tefach. What's Rav Nachman saying over here? What Ibayelahu? The Gemara is a shayla. Rav Nachman holds beem tzagag machlokas. So what's the din? Is al tzvas tzagag the rekok sheira or beem bezu machlokas? Those are the two options the Gemara gives. Why those two options? Maybe you should give a different option. Maybe beem tzagag machlokas. Avol al tzvas tzagag the rekol what psul. Why do you have to say Asfasagag Divrei Kol Ksheira? It sounds like the only two options are either Bembezu Machlokes or Asfasagag Divrei Kol Ksheira. There's also another option, Divrei Kol Psula. Why don't the Gemara entertain that possibility? Kivege. How is it Nakasha? And it's an important difference, because if Divrei Kol Ksheira, that means that we would say good Asik Mechitzta on Asfasagag. If I hope Sula means on Tzvasagag, we're not going to say good Asik Mechitzta. That's a very important issue. It's not Stama Kash. It's an important Kasha. So, Abdub Kiveger, what's the answer? The answer is, if we were to say Divrei Kol Psula, so there's no nafkamina to that side in the Suffolk. The Suffolk is Bein Bezu Machlokas or Divrei Kol X. Now, whom are we going to pass him like? We're going to pass him like the Chachamim. So if we say Divrei Kol Psula, does it matter if it's a Machlokas or if it's Divrei Kol? It's still going to be possible, right? If we say it's a Machlokas, we pass him like the Chachamim, the Psula. If we say Divrei Kol Psula, okay, it's nice to know that everyone says possible. But we're going to pass him Psula anyway. So what's the Nafgemin in the Shaila? Right? Be'emtza Agag Machlokas, Aval Al Sfas Agag is Divrei Kol Psula, or do we say no, Bembezu Machlokas? So if you say Divrei Kol Psula, then there's not enough Gemina in the Shaila. Tekel? We're not sure what the answer is. Who cares what the answer is? We're going to pass him like the Chachamim anyway. So if it's not enough Gemina, we wouldn't have such a Shaila. Divrei Kol Ksheira, if you're going to entertain the possibility that Divrei Kol Ksheira, that even the Chachamim will agree that Asfas Agag will say good Asik Mechitza, well, let's talk a very important Shaila. That's an important shot. Then there's enough gemina. If you say Bemezu Machlokas, the Chachamim hold Psula. Even Asfas Agag, the Chachamim hold Psula. Oh, so we pass like the Chachamim, the din is possible. But if you say Divrei Kol Ksheira, then even the Chachamim say Ksheira, then we'll say that it's kosher Asfas Agag. So then we understand this is a Shaila that we really have to raise, because it's a Shaila Lemaisa. Enough gemina Lemaisa. So Kivega's answer. Right? We don't say Divrei Kol Psula because it's not enough gemina Ladina. Divrei Kol Ksheira would be enough Gemina Ladina. On that side it'll be kosher. On the other side, we'll pass Mekta Chacham that it'll be pos. That's one possible answer to the kash. Why do we say Divrei Kol Ksheira? Why don't we say Divrei Kol Psula? The Rashash though asks another kasha. He asks this kasha too, but he adds to the kasha. He makes the kasha stronger. Kivega's answer is not going to work for the Rashash's second kasha. The Rashash raises a similar kasha in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Mamish, the same kasha. For some reason, he doesn't ask it initially, he asks it later, because it leads to his second kasha. Right? Rav Huna, Rav Nachman of a Machlokas about the Machlokas Tanoim. Are they talking Be'em Tzagag or talking on Sfas Hagag? So, in fact, the Gemara, Meisvei, Noat Dal Kunusim Ba'aretz V'sikach Hagabon, Rabbi Yaakov Machshav Racham Poslin, V'ha'aretz D'ke'em Tzagag Domi, V'kamachshav Rabbi Yaakov, Oretz is Kem Tzagag, Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir Ba'oretz. So what does that tell you? It tells you Rabbi Yaakov would be Machshir Be'em Tzagag. So if you learn like Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yaakov and the Chacham are arguing Be'em Tzagag, so then it's great. They argue Ba'oretz, which means they argue Be'em Tzagag. So it dovetails the previous Machlokas, the previous Braisa perfectly. But Aliba de Rav Huna, it's Doch Pilei Ploy. Right? Rav Huna says, Asfas Agag Machlokas, but Be'em Tzagag Divrei Kol Psula. But that's not true. Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir Be'em Tzagag, because he's Machshir Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz is the same as Em Tzagag. So what's Rav Huna saying? Tiyufta, Rav Huna, Tiyufta. Rav Huna holds that the Machlokas is Dafka Asfas Agag, but Be'em Tzagag Divrei Kol Psula. From the Brayse you see, Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir even Be'em Tzagag, because he's Machshir Ba'aretz. Tiyufta, Rav Huna. The old beemtzu the pligi avos vasagag the verkol sheira. From the lashon of the brisa, Rabbi Yaakov and Chacham are arguing ba'aretz. It sounds like they're arguing beemtzu gag. The brisa doesn't say they argue al svasagag as well. So it sounds like beemtzu gag dafka hu the pligi avos svasagag the verkol sheira. Against Rav Huna, lematevi tufta de Rav Huna betarti. Rav Huna sounds like he's wrong in both. That dafka beemtzagag pligi, but not al svasagag. Rav Huna wants to say dafka al svasagag pligi, but beemtzagag diver kol tzula. Tufta de Rav Huna betarti. Amalach Rav Huna, no. Pligi beemtzagag, but who adin al svasagag? Maybe taka machlokes in both. It's not exactly what I told you, right? I'll submit to you from the Brice. It sounds like there's also a machlokes beemtzagag. But don't deny the fact that they're arguing on Svasagag too. They're also arguing about Kudasik Mechitzta, like I told you. Maybe Taka, they're arguing about both. Pligi Bem Tzagag, Vahu Adin on Svasagag. The Haide Kamif, Pligi Bem Tzagag, Lodi Achakocha de Rabbi Yaakov, Dafilu Bem Tzagag Nami Machshir. Aye, so why does the Braisa say the Machlok is about Ba'oretz, about Bem Tzagag? Lodi Achakocha de Rabbi Yaakov, Dafilu Bem Tzagag Nami Machshir. Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir even Bem Tzagag. Asfasagag is one thing. There you have a good asik mechitzta. Beemtzagag is going to be machshir too. You don't have a good asik mechitzta. So the chiddush is yet. Rabbi Yaakov is machshir because he holds of what? He holds what beemtzagag? Diyum de sukkah tefach. Beemtzagag, what's the issue? Diyum de sukkah. Do you say Diyum Dei Sukkah? Al Svas Agag, what's the Machlokes? Gudasik. Okay? So why does the Braisa learn the Machlokes to be talking about Emtzagag? It learns the Machlokes to be talking about Ba'oretz, that you put them in the Oretz. That's like Emtzagag. There's no good Asik in the Kasha. Lodiach HaKocho de Rabbi Yaakov, that he's Machshir even Be'emtzagag. He holds of Diyum Dei Sukkah Tefach. Not only does he say good Asik Mechitzta al Svasagag, but he also holds Diyum Dei Sukkah Tefach. That's the Gemara. Fakta Rashash, two Kashas, two blistering Kashas. First of all, why does the Gemara say the Ode Be'emtza Hu De Pligi Avol Asfasagag Diver Kol Ksheira? Yaakov and the Rabbanan argue Ba'aretz. They argue Be'emtzagag. It sounds like the Machlokes is only Be'emtzagag, but Asfasagag, they all agree. They all agree to what? Says the Gemara, Avol Asfasagag Diver Kol Ksheira. Why Diver Kol Ksheira? Why not say Kasha, the Gemara establishes the Machlokes Be'emtzagag, Avol Asfasagag Diver Kol Psula. It sounds like Asfasagag, everyone agrees Pasul. Everyone agrees, but we don't know what they agree to. The same Kasha that we asked before. Why does the Gemara assume Asfasagag Diver Kol Ksheira? Maybe say Asfasagag Diver Kol Psula. That's the Rosh Hashanah's first Kasha. Nochamo, why does the Gemara assume that if they're both agreeing, it's going to be agreeing to be Machshir? Maybe they're agreeing to say it's possible. And we don't say good asik mechitzta. What's going on over here? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, Factor Rashash, what does the Gemara say? Rav Huna will tell you that really, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim argue both Be'emtzagag and Al-Svasagag. Aye, so why does the Gemara, why does the Braisa learn the Machlokes Be'emtzagag, Be'oretz, Be'emtzagag? Even Be'emtzagag, Rabbi Yaakov holds it's kosher. Not only does he hold of Gurasik Mechitzta Svasagag, he also holds of Diyum Dei Sukkah Tefach. Odiach HaKocho de Rabbi Yaakov. That phraseology only applies if there are two issues that are related to each other. So to say the Koach of the Machshir, right, we want to show his Koach. We want to show his Koach. These two issues are somewhat connected, so we establish the Machlokes to be talking about a particular case to show the Koach of the Machshir. But here, Al Svas Hagag, Be'emtza Hagag, these two Machlokes have, lechora, nothing to do with each other. One is about whether we say Gurasik Mechitzta, Asfas Hagag. The other is whether we say Diyum de Sukkah Tefach. What does one have to do with the other? So we're going to establish what the machlokas. We're going to learn the machlokas to be talking about Ba'aretz, Ba'em Sagag, Zaldiach HaKochav de Rabbi Yaakov, that he holds of Diyum de Sukkah Tefach. Why don't we establish the machlokas to be talking Asfas Hagag? Zaldiach HaKochav de Rabbi Yaakov, that he holds of good Asik Mechitzta. It's also a Chiddush. It's a different Chiddush. Kind of a strange notion. These two machlokasim have nothing to do with each other. They're different machlokasim. The Gemara happens to put them together, but like, why does the Gemara assume that you can learn the machlokas? You'll be shown the machlokas in the Braisa, right? You'll learn up the machlokas. You'll teach the machlokas in the Braisa to be talking about Be'em Sagag to be modia kocho de Rabbi Yaakov. There's a koach to Rabbi Yaakov in saying it's Asfas Hagag. So why should I only say his koach be'em tzagag? To say that he holds Yom de Sukkah Tefach, there's also, he has a koach here, that good asik mechitz to Asfas Hagag. Comes the Rashash and says, Kusha'achas mitzuretzes b'chaveta. One kash is answered with the other. You think that these two machlokasim are separate, machlokasim they're not separate. They really stem from the same idea. What is that? What's the din of good asik mechitz? How does that work? If you have a mechitza lamata, then we can extend good meshoch. We can extend the mechitza. We can extend the mechitza. That's what good asik mechitza is all about. Dr. Rashash, diyum de sukkah tefach is also the same idea. They're two totally different reasons. What does one have to do with the other? You're going to tell me a chiddush here, but we're not going to know the other one from the first one. So what's this idea? The gam kosher had the daik mikodem aval asvas agag diver kol ksheira dilma ipcha the diver kol psula hechad lesbehu tefach al tefach the lor mina gurasik lekulei alma nearly liyashiv zok derashash the time of the diyumdin who gam came itam hamshocha diyumdin is not a different din, it's a different halacha, but it's stemming from the same thing that gurasik stems from. It's mishum hamshocha. The roin anu kilu nimshachu at shemagim zel azeh. The lachen gurasik have a kol shkein. The shama mechitzos hem before. The Rashash says gurasik mechitz and yom de suk are really stemming from the same halacha, and that is that we're mamshich the existing mechitza. Gurasik mechitz means if you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, then you can be mamshich. It's a good mishoch the mechitza lamalam. That's what gurasik mechitz is all about. Yom de Sukkah Tevach, Zokter Rashash, what that yisod is that if you have the L-shaped mechitzos, if you have a diomed, then we treat it as though the entire ruach is sasim. We treat it as though the mechitza is extending through the entire ruach. That's the yisod of Gerasik Mechitza. That's the yisod of Yom de Sukkah. That's the yisod of Pasei Biros. That's really what he's saying. The yisod of Pasei Biros is that when mamshech the mechitza throughout the ruach, if you have that structure, the L-shaped structure of six tefachim by six tefachim on the corners, so then we're mamshich the mechitza throughout that ruach. Which is a bigger chiddush? They're both saying the same thing. Hamshacha, right? Hamshacha. We're drawing the mechitza. Which is a bigger chiddush? The bigger chiddush diyomdim or the bigger chiddush gurasik mechitza? What do you think? Diyomdim. Diyomdim? I see gurasik. Why do you say gurasik is a bigger chiddush? There's nothing there. No, but there's nothing there in the diyumdim either. In the area that we're extending to, that's airspace. We're extending to the airspace. Mm-hmm. There is a receiving it. You're extending it to another mechitza. I hear what you're saying. The Rashash learned the opposite. He said what? He said that Gurasik is less of a chiddush. Why is Gurasik less of a chiddush? Because there you have mechitzos before. Meaning you're not going to say Gurasik on just a little itty bitty mechitza. You need 10 tefachim of mechitza to say gurasik. The Meiri wanted us to say that, no, to say gurasik on top of the gag, you need a little bit of a mechitza extending on top. The Rabbeinu Avram said that, I'm sorry. Yeah. The Rabbeinu Avram said that you need a little bit of mechitza on top. So we weren't sure what he meant. Does that only mean a little bit, or does that mean ten tefachim? But he certainly admits that you need the ten tefachim below. You need ten tefachim in the bayis. Question is, do you even need ten tefachim in the gag, in the makom that you're encircling? But you start with ten tefachim, and then you're drawing the mechitza past ten tefachim. Zoktem Rashash, that's not as big a chiddush. It's still a chiddush, but it's not as big a chiddush. Diyumdim is mamash chiddush, because there you're not even starting with ten tefachim, and yet you're creating a full mechitza from the diyomet. So that's an even bigger chiddush. Zoktem Rashash, that's what the Gemara meant. Even if Rabbi Yaakov and the Chacham argue both the emtzagag and asfasagag, the Braisa learned the machlokas to be talking about Ba'aretz, which is like Be'em Tzagag, Lodiach HaKochol de Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov is machshir even Be'em Tzagag, to show his koach that he's machshir, a type of good, a type of hamshacha, where you don't even start with a full machitza. That's a big chiddush. That's a chiddush. But if he says that that's kosher, then Kol Shekein he'd be machshir al Sfas Tzagag as well. Kol Shekein he would say good asik works. Because if he agrees to this svar that you can be mamshich a mechitza, that you can extend the mechitza from some beginning section of the mechitza, then kol shken you can extend it from a full mechitza of ten tefachim. Yaakov.
I thought diyumde doesn't have to be ten tefachim tall. I thought that's even shorter.
No, it can be ten. It has to be ten tefachim tall, but that doesn't. But it doesn't exist berocha. That's the point. It's only six tefachim, but berocha.
It's really more the other meaning.
Right. But you still
it needs to have the shiva, the seven tefachim, the proper length.
Right.
Length.
The full shear of a sukkah. Right.
Yumde either needs six, which is even in the Gemara Arabic, I just read six. An alma is less than seven tefachim. So even pasay biros is less, but it's only one tefach in our Gemara.
Right, but the point is even stronger, that you're extending it even though it doesn't have a full din mechitza, right? If the pirtzas are so much greater than the omed, so then that doesn't have a din mechitza in that ruach, right? It's like a zero, and yet you're going to extend it to the whole ruach. That's a big chiddush. But to say that we take a mechitza, a pre-existing mechitza, and then we just extend it further, that's less of a chiddush. So that's why the Braisa Davka learned the machlokas to be talking about Be'emtza, to teach you this extra chiddush. Rabbi Yaakov is machshir, even if you're going to be moshech the mechitza, which doesn't really exist. It's just it's the beginnings of a mechitza, but it doesn't have a full shame mechitza. But Kol Shekein he will say good asik mechitza. Right? Kol Shekein he'll say good asik mechitza al sfas agag. Now let's admit it's still a chiddush to say that, because it's not nikar. Not so nicker al sfas agag. It still is a chiddush, but it's less of a chiddush in terms of hamshacha, because you're being mamshach from a mechitza that does exist previously. Kasha? Okay. And that will answer the other kasha. Divrei akol psula? Why don't we say divrei akol psula? Kivegis kasha. Why don't we say divrei akol psula? Al sfas agag, right? Be'emtzo de pligi al sasagag divrei kol ksheira. He could have said divrei kol psula. Dr. Mashash, no, we never would have said divrei kol psula, because good asik is more poshut than diyum de tefach. So if Rabbi Yaakov is machshir diyum de tefach, then avada is going to be machshir good asik, right? Because it's less of a chiddush to say good asik, because you're extending from a complete mechitza, from a mechitza of ten tefachim, extending lamala. So if Rabbi Yaakov is going to be machshir be'emtza agag, then you can't say divrei akol al sfas agag psula. You'd have to say divrei akol al sfas agag ksheira. That's exactly what the Gemara says, divrei akol ksheira. This is the Rosh Hashanah's beautiful answer to these two kashas. Be'emes his yesod is really found in the Rishonim. I'm not going to get to all the Rishonim. It's found in a few Rishonim. But let's just see Rashi together. Rashi on Daf Zayin on the base. Some of you may not have seen it yet, but this Rashi is just the Gemara in Erevin. It's really just the Gemara in Erevin. Because we're going to see later, when we get to Zayin on the base, they're going to talk about Sikech Agabi Pasi Biroz Ksheira. Rava's Halacha, Va'omar Rava, Sikech Agabi Pasi Biroz Ksheira. He'd make Schach on top of Pasi Biroz. He holds that it's kosher. If it's kosher, if it's a Mechitza L'inyan Shabbos, the Mechitza L'inyan Sukkah. That's his whole Halacha. So Rashi talks about what is Pasiv Yiros. Well, what's the halacha? Well, it's the din. Rashi says on page 14, Zayin Amud Beis, Pasiv Yiros, Perek Sheni De'erivin Tznan, Ditiru Chacham Mishum Ole regalim lasos libiro shibrishus harabim pasan arba kamo diyumdin, like the picture on the side, right? You have the bar, you have the diyumdin. V'roin ki ilu yesh mechitza mizeh lozeh v'nimtza habor mukav mechitzas u'mamala mitocha letocha mechitza. Okay. You can fill from the bar is mukav mechitzas, so you can fill it up and give the animals to drink. The shayla in the Gemara is imsike chagaban, it's kshera. Is it kshera? Is it not kshera? Rava says it's kshera. And we'll see. Migu davidof and linyan Shabbos, davidof and linyan Sukkah. Okay, that's a little beyond us. Connection between Shabbos and Sukkah. How does Rashi describe the Yumdim? How does he describe Pasiviros? Take it slow. I mean, it sounds like he's just giving a perish in the Sugya, but he says a lot over here. Right? He says, you have the Chama Machshir, Lasos Labiros, Shibashusaram, Pasin Abak Modi Yumdim, Veron Kilu Yesh Machitza Mizel Lazem. What are the key words over here in Rashi? Rowan Kilu Yesh Machitza Mizel Lazem. What's Rashi saying? The Pasiviros, we view it as though it's a machitza, shkoyach. No, he's saying a tremendous chiddush. He's saying the din of Pasiviros is not just that if you have this structure of the L-shaped machitzas in the corners, then that's Rishus HaYochid. No, he says, Rowan Ki'ilu Yesh Machitza Mizeh Lazeh, that the Pasiviros treat it as though we can extend the machitza from one to the other, from one L to the next L. That's the din of Pasiviros. That's a chiddush of Rashi. I wouldn't necessarily have seen that in the Gemara. The Mishnah is just saying that it's a Rishus HaYochid Bein HaPasim. That's all it's saying. So you could have said that's the structure that the Halach L'Mosh Mesina, the Torah says that's called a Mechitza. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi goes further and says, no, it says, if there's a Mechitza Bein Zeh L'Zeh, that's a Nocha Chirish. That's Tak an extra Chirish. And this is what the Ritvin Erevin says as well. Tosis is bothered with a kash in Erevin on the Mishnah Pasiv Yiros. Tosis says, how can this work? Hada Amar Le'el Hachi Agmei Rachman Ala Moshe Lo Tifrot Rubam. Gemara says that Halach L'Mosh Misinai Lo Tifrot Ruba, that parts Murbala Omeid is possible. Poritz ke omed is a machlokas, right? Machlokas amaram, we had that. Poritz ke omed. Let's say the wall and the airspace are equal, so it's a shiloh what the din is. But if the poritz is more than the omed, that's definitely posel. Zara machitza. That's halacha mashmi sinai. Lo tifrot ruba. So frek toises, I don't understand. How can the pasi be rose? Be kosher. It's doch poritz meruba ala omed. The piritz is greater than the omed. I have my L-shaped 6 tfachim on either corner, but have much more in the middle. So how can that work? It's parts meruba. So what does Taisvah say? Hainu eicha deleka shem dalad mechitzis. Not shom dalad mechitzis, shem dalad mechitzis. There isn't this structure of the dalad mechitzis. A shame. Shame, a structure of dalad mechitzis in the corner. If I have the corners, the L's in the corners, L-shaped mechitzis in the corner, that's called a shem dalad mechitzis. Shem dalad mechitzis. I have shame dal mechitza. Halacha mosh misina. That's called a mechitza. Even if the parts is so great on either side, the parts is more than the omen, it doesn't matter. Hainu echad leka shame dal mechitza kiyocha. The whole vika b'chol tzad. Amamikan, choshev pesach. You have an amamikan and amamikan that's treated like a pesach. That's a shame dal mechitza. That's a halacha mosh misina. That it's good. That's good. It's like a mechitz. It's enough of a mechitz. It's a shame dala mechitz. That's enough. A shame dala mechitz has a din of a Pesach. Has a din of a Pesach. Now, that's a big chiddush. Because normally we assume that there's a limit to the size of the Pesach. Right? It can't be more than 10 amos. But here we're saying that the shame dala mechitz, that structure, makes it into a Pesach, and therefore you can carry in the middle. Comes the Ritva and says a little bit more than Tosfos. What does the Ritva say? He has the same kasha. Mashiach shebetoyis is echem achshirin anachem pasiv yiros parts mubala omeid. Habein l'rav papa, bein l'rav l'nebred Rav Yeshua lo amarachmana the nifrot ruba. There's a machlokas where the parts ke omeid. If they're equal, whether that's a machitz or not. But parts meruba, that's not going to work. not going to work. So how does it work over here? How does it work over here? So it says the Ritva, I'm not going to read the whole thing, you'll look at it, there are some very important details he has. It says the Ritva, the Din Torah here is different. You have your Shem Dalet Mechitzis. The Din Torah is Kol Sheyesh Mechitza Shleimos Bezovio Shir Amma Lechol Tzad Kem Pasibir Oz Pas Echad Chashuva Mechitza Gemura Velo Tiposel B'Shom Pirtza Ba'olam. As long as you have the Mechitza Shleimos and the Zovios, the Pas Echad, right, the Pasibir Oz is Chashuva Mechitza Gemura. It's treated like a Mechitza Gemura. Not that it's a Pesach. It has a Din Mechitza. What does he mean, a Din Mechitza? It does have a Din Mechitza. It's a Mechitza in the corner, but the Paritz is greater than the Omid between. What's he saying? Chashuva Mechitza Gemura, and therefore Minatora, it's treated as a Rishon Sayachid, and it can't become possible with any Pirtza. What is the Ritva saying? If someone has addressed, he has in mind Rashi and Sukkah. Ritva is Mechavan, Ritva is saying the same as Rashi and Sukkah. The Pasi B'Rose is a Mechitza Gemura, not like Tosfos, that you have the Shem Dal Mechitza, it's viewed as a Pesach. It's not viewed as a Pesach. It's Mamish a Mechitza Gemura. Midin what? Hamshacha. Pasi B'Rose is a halacha that you can be Mamshich the Mechitza from one side to the other, from one part of the El to the other. So we treat it as though you have a full Mechitza. And that's why you'll be able to carry the Emsa. This is the word that the Rosh Hash has, that really, the Yom Sukkah, Tefach, and Gulas and Mechitza, it's really the Zel Bazach. It's different permutations, different details over here, but it's the same basic idea that you're being Mamshech and Mechitza. Yom Dei Sukkah, you're being Mamshech and Mechitza horizontally, and Gulas and Mechitza, you're Mamshech it vertically. Right? But it's the same basic idea. So that's why the Gemara felt that they are related. These two concepts, we think that, you know, the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim are having a Machlokas. Where's the Machlokas? Asfas Agag, the Emtz Agag. Two different issues. No, they're not two different issues. They are related. And if you would say Rav Yaakov is machshir diyum de sukkah, if he's machshir be'emtza, then kolshken he'd be machshir gurasig mechitza. Because if you could be mamshich and diyum de sukkah, then certainly you could be mamshich gurasig mechitza. Yes.
Is Rava the one on that Zion who says it's kshira? Because then that would also fit in. Right. Meaning that it's more palpable to Rava. Rava doesn't hold of. It's not nicker in the Oma case, but it's easier to see
in the Pasei B'Rosh. So then even though Rava requires Mechitza and Ikeres and Sukkah,
that the Rosh Hash is setting up.
Right, you're saying even if you need a Mechitza and Ikeres by the Good Asik case,
more nicker by, can we say that or not?
But then it's going to be the opposite, right? That Hamshacha is less, it's a bigger Chiddush to say Hamshacha by Pasei B'Rosh than by Good Asik, so it's against what we want to say. Okay, it's probably not going to work. We'll stop here.